C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Est about speculative fictions and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, it's horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Est. I love to read and I love books, and I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today it's The Haunted Hotel by Wilkie Collins. First published in 1878 as a serial in Belgravia magazine, it's Victorian high melodrama with ghosts and battling fiancés. Now, I'm going through a real phase of Victorian ghost stories at the moment, and while this is not Wilkie Collins' best known book, the ending really made me want to review it here and spread the word. The story begins with a mysterious woman visiting a doctor, where she asks him how to tell if she's going mad. The woman doesn't share her name, but the doctor makes inquiries and finds out that she is the Countess Nerona. Agnes Lockwood is jilted by her cousin, Lord Montbury, for a glamorous Italian countess, the very same Countess Nerona. Once married, the Countess Montbarry and the Countess's constant companion, her brother the Baron, head to a grand house in Venice. Now Agnes is heartbroken after being dumped by Montbarry, spending her days alone with her nurse. But one day, Emily, a former pupil and maid of hers, comes to her for a reference for her husband, who is going for a job with Montbarry in Venice. At first, Agnes is not that impressed. Also, Montbarry's younger brother, Henry, is very taken with Agnes. He asked her to marry him before she became engaged to his older brother. And Henry continues to pursue Agnes, despite what happened, biding his time and hoping she will eventually succumb to his charms. Now, after a few months, Emily reappears on Agnes's doorstep, distraught. She hasn't heard from her husband in Venice for a long time after he got a job with Lord Mountbarry, and then Emily receives a cheque for £1,000 with a cryptic note. Emily claims that Mountbarry and his wife have murdered her husband. Now, Agnes helps Emily, but there's no proof of Emily's husband's death. And then the news comes of Lord Montbarry's own death from bronchitis in Venice. And the insurance company is investigating because of a payout of £10,000 due to the Countess. The Countess returns to London and visits Agnes, telling her that they would again meet one day in Venice. Now the Grand House in Venice is now vacant, and it has been turned into a luxury hotel, with Henry as a key investor. And the whole Montbarry clan decide to go to Venice to visit the hotel and look into their brother's death. But strange things keep happening to any member of the family who stays in room 14, where the Lord died. There are weird visitations of the night, nightmares, insomnia, loss of appetite, horrible smells and apparitions. And then the Countess reappears in Venice after supposedly being in America, now quite mad and often seen in the corner frenetically writing a play. Whilst the story is rather old-fashioned by today's standards, there are some very derogatory comments about women, mainly said by the women characters themselves. The plot and structure of the story is really interesting, particularly the end, where the truth is revealed through the Countess's script. While the story is old-fashioned, the prose is straightforward and not overly verbose, and the plot moves very quickly. The drama is high. The Countess is portrayed as almost an apparition herself, with ghostly white skin and black eyes, wearing veils and rambling to herself. In stark contrast, Agnes is rather bland. She's the nice girl, in amongst all this maelstrom of mean behaviour, still clinging to her ex-fiancé despite his actions. Henry also plays the part of the lovesick puppy following her, whereas many of the other characters are only vaguely described. The haunted hotel is filled with accusations of double-crossing, secrets, alchemy, rumours of incest, and blackmail. The ghostly scenes are richly described and evocative, and despite the explanation through the play, there is still an open ending where Collins does not wholly explain what happened. Sorry if that's a spoiler, but I thought this was a really nice touch. So if you like ghosts, Victorian melodrama, Venetian palaces, dubious behaviour and women on the verge of madness, I recommend you take a look at The Haunted Hotel by Wilkie Collins. Thanks for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver les mardis et jeudis à midi, ainsi que pour nos auditeurs anglophones, les nuits des lundis, mercredis et vendredis à 2h du matin. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon and at night Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays at 2 a.m. CET.